The city of Revelstoke is looking for community input on the first draft of a development cost charges, DDC, bylaw, which have been under review by city staff. On September 24, council voted unanimously on a recommendation that the information presented at the September 12 committee of the whole meeting be released for public engagement. In their lengthy report to the committee of the whole, Joel Short of Joel Short Consulting Limited and Steve Black, City of Revelstoke Director of Infrastructure and Planning, provided background on several aspects of the DCC review. They explained that DCC rate calculations are based on growth projections and a review of capital projects from recently completed master plans for transportation, water, sewer, and parks. This report provides an update on the draft DCC rates, the results of applying various assist factors, and comparisons to development cost charges in other communities, reads the report. It also sets out a proposed plan for the next steps. DCCs are established under the Local Government Act and allow the city to recover costs associated with servicing new growth through charges at the time of approval of new subdivisions or issuance of new building permits. DCCs can recover the cost of infrastructure including water, sanitary sewer, storm drainage, transportation, parkland and limited park development, solid waste and recycling facilities, as well as fire halls and police stations. Updates include the DCCs the city currently has for water, roads, and sanitary sewer services, and will add parks. As well, the city has recently completed several studies which provide important information for the DCC update. These include a transportation master plan, water master plan, liquid waste management plan, parks and recreation master plan, and an official community plan. The city is working with a team of McElhaney and Joel Short Consulting Limited on the DCC bylaw update, which is being undertaken in five phases. Phase 1 startup, background analysis and growth projections. Phase 2 project cost estimates. Phase 3 DCC calculations. Phase 4 consultation and engagement, and Phase 5 DCC finalization approval by Inspector of Municipalities. The review is currently reaching the end of Phase 3. Another option being considered in the resort community are DCCs for employee housing to service the operation of resort activities. The city's existing DCC bylaw was originally adopted in 2005, with charges updated in 2008. A major update was attempted in 2018, but it did not proceed. Subsequently, a minor adjustment was made in 2021 and resulted in about a 4% increase in DCCs. The next steps in the process involve moving forward with the engagement process. And, as well as informing the public, a preliminary draft of the DCCs will be sent to the province for early consideration. The majority of the engagement process is expected to be completed by early November, with council to consider the information gathered in November. The aim is for the final report and bylaw to be completed by the end of November, given three readings by council and sent to the province for approval before end of year, notes the report, which is available on the city's website. Approval by the Inspector of Municipalities often takes 2 to 3 months depending on their workload, so approval could be received by the end of March 2025. The development cost charge update is aligned with strategic priorities to ensure the city can provide the required services and recover the growth-related costs for projects set out in the recently completed water, sewer, transportation, and parks master plans. The DCC update will enhance the financial sustainability of the city by ensuring that the costs of growth are appropriately paid by the new units of growth, reads the report, which notes that current DCC reserves are underfunded. Once the DCC bylaw is completed, the city will be able to use money in the DCC reserve funds to pay for capital projects identified on the updated DCC project list. I am excited to see this moving forward. Kudos to staff who have been working very hard to move this forward, said Cown. Aaron Orlando, this has been long in the making, so what we're doing today is releasing initial information on the project list. It was made clear that the information being released to the public is not the bylaw. It is the city seeking feedback and engagement.